KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
Cloudy skies, 48 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be cloudy to partly cloudy and windy today, a high near 50. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Wellcove, Home Health of Red Oak. Experience the spirit of Wellcove. 20 weeks of produce in the park came to an end October 15th here in Atlantic, and a follow-up meeting designed to summarize the season and make plans for next year will be held tomorrow at 4 p.m. at the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce's meeting room. Vendors, volunteers, and anyone interested in produce in the park are invited to attend. Hundreds of shoppers enjoyed fresh local produce, homemade baked goods, crafts, and personal care products. During the Produce in the Park events, there were 12 vendors on opening day, June the 4th, and by the end of the event, the number had increased to 21. Produce in the Park is made possible by support and work by many individuals, businesses, and organizations. Food demonstrations, activities for kids, education spaces, and entertainment were provided each of the 20 weeks, which equals 80 activities. Shoppers were asked to complete a simple survey. They reported that they attended Produce in the Park for the obvious reasons of buying produce, baked goods, crafts, and other products. They also came to eat their evening meals. They liked the atmosphere, the music, and the opportunity to spend time with family members. Produce in the Park vendors, produce from other farmers' markets, and homemade craftsmen will be offering their products at Harvest Market, which is scheduled for November 23rd from 3:30 until 7:30 p.m. at the Cass County Community Center. The Harvest Market was a big success last year when it was held for the first time. The Cass County Memorial Hospital's Diabetes Center invites everyone to participate in a Smash Diabetes event on Sunday, November 1st at 1 o'clock at McCurdy's Pumpkin Patch in Atlantic. Aubrey Mulgard, RNCDE, says November is American Diabetes Month, and the event helps to kick off the month as part of a social media campaign to raise awareness about the disease. Smash Diabetes began several years ago as a social media campaign for people with type 1 diabetes to share their frustration about living with the disease by smashing pumpkins. The event has grown over the years to include type 1 and type 2 diabetes, and many people join in the fun to support loved ones with diabetes. Participants can bring their own jack-o'-lantern or they can pick out a pumpkin at the patch to smash. The entire group will be filmed together smashing pumpkins and will be featured on the Cass County Health System's social media accounts. For more information or to ask questions about the event, you can call the Cass County Memorial Hospital Diabetes Center at 712-243-7833 or 243-7834. American Red Cross blood and platelet donors can now help to save lives in less time by using the new Red Cross Rapid Pass online health history system. Officials say Rapid Pass streamlines the donation experience by allowing donors to complete pre-donation reading and health history questions online from the convenience of a computer at home or work. It became available to donors locally on October 26th. It is expected to reduce the time donors with a Rapid Pass spend at blood drives by up to 15 minutes. Katie Marshall, Executive Communications, or rather External Communications Manager for Midwest Blood Services Region, says when people come to donate, they are giving more than blood or platelets. They're also generously giving their time. Rapid Pass is a simple, convenient way for Red Cross donors to make the most of their time while helping to save lives. To get a Rapid Pass on the day of a blood donation, donors should visit redcrossblood.org/rapidpass. Complete all the questions, and then print their Rapid Pass or show it on a mobile device when they come to donate. Although an appointment isn't needed to use Rapid Pass, donors are encouraged to make an appointment by using the Blood Donor app, visiting redcrossblood.org, or calling 800-RED-CROSS to further expedite your donation. Elsewhere in the news, a 28-year-old man has pleaded guilty to possessing explosive devices at a Storm Lake residence. Dion Caldwell pleaded guilty Monday to possession of an explosive or incendiary device with the intent to use to commit a public offense. Caldwell said he, or rather, set to be sentenced to 10 years in prison as part of a plea agreement. He initially had pleaded not guilty back in April. Prosecutors say Storm Lake police officers responded March 11th to report of a fight and arrested three people in relation to the altercation. Caldwell was arrested after police say they found homemade explosive devices in his home. Hundreds of students, parents, and other concerned Sioux City residents have protested Donald Trump's appearance at a Northwestern Iowa high school, saying the Republican presidential candidate's rhetoric about immigrants violates the school's anti-bullying policy. Organizer Ishmael Valdez says Trump's harsh statements on immigration and characterization of Mexican immigrants as rapists and criminals in his June announcement speech should have led school officials to bar him from speaking at West High School. Valdez says as many as 500 protesters gathered outside the school ahead of Trump's appearance Tuesday evening. Sioux City school officials say last night's event was not school-sponsored. They say the other presidential candidates have used the school for campaign events over the years. And a kinder, humbler Donald Trump has emerged at a rally in Sioux City. Unseated as the front runner in Iowa polls, the billionaire businessman and Republican presidential contender said he needed more support at a rally Tuesday evening. He urged those gathered to get his poll numbers up and said he thinks it's terrible being in second place. Trump also overhauled his usual rally format by taking questions. He even descended from his podium and joined the audience so he could speak directly to a wounded veteran in a wheelchair. It was Trump's first appearance in the early voting states since a series of public polls show him running behind retired neurosurgeon Ben Carson. But Trump says he's confident he'll win. The news was brought to you by Well Cove Home Health of Red Oak at 1600 Summit in Red Oak. Give them a call at 712-623-2500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.